Hey, guys. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific, fantastic, blessed, safe, awesome middle of the week. I'll be on Hagman tonight. Got a good show lined up with him. And be sure to check out a lot of different specials we have. I was looking at the Sleep Like a Baby kit earlier. Last night I went and had dinner with one of my real good friends. He works as a lineman. He's been running this kit for a while because he usually gets up about 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning. And he was having a hard time sleeping, getting to sleep, and then he's getting up early. And the issue he was running into is he was drinking a bunch of these energy drinks. And so he's drinking them and up, down, crashing. He was drinking almost like 5 or 6 of these things a day a while back ago. And he came and stayed with me for a while. I put them on the purple sticks, which, by the way, are en route. So everybody that's ordered them, stand by.
Did you get shipping confirmation?
I got full shipping confirmation. We got the password. We are 100% a go. En route. If he switched over to the purple sticks now, he said his sleep has gotten so much better since he's dropped the energy drinks. And I told him, I said, the problem with the energy drinks, man, I said, some of them have so much caffeine in them. It's unreal from a safety standpoint. I mean, some of these things are 350 milligrams per full serving of a can. And so on top of that, you got to remember, that's a synthetic caffeine. Almost always it's out of China. Synthetic Rawls are getting the caffeine are out of China, which are just have fun with that. Getting Rawls out of China, I don't even touch that. And on top of that, you got a bunch of other synthetic chemicals in there for taste, for different aspects of it. And it's chemical laden. It's horrible for you. They make you feel like crap. The long term you use them, they cause all types of gut problems as well. All kinds of inflammation issues, inflammation in the joints. Since he switched over those to the purple sticks, all that stopped. He runs the GHI in the morning, the total rest, the melatonin, the magnesium, sleep like a baby kid at night. And actually is running really good now. So that was a praise report he wanted me to tell everybody on the show today. He's been very, very excited about actually feeling better now. Because he was dragging before he stayed at my house. I mean, he was in rough shape. And so be sure to check out the specials.
He looks like a Viking.
He's a big old boy.
Big boy.
But yeah, he told me, he's like, he was struggling. He's like, I have a hard time keeping up with this job now. So he turned 40. Now, he looked great last night. So be sure to check out a lot of the specials on the show. The B-Complex, that will change later on this afternoon as product of the week. You guys know it best, the methylated B-Complex that we have, over 12% off. So be sure to grab that for the next couple hours until we change it. Yesterday we did a big show on B vitamins and B12, especially if you're a vegan or if you're a vegetarian. Really got to make sure you're hammering the B-Complex even more so.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a funny show, but we got a complaint, though.
Well, I actually got some feedback on it. I sent you the email. I actually told him today I was going to have you address it.
Well, did you text it to me or you hit
it? I texted it to you earlier on there. We could take a look at it. You guys know this. I'm very, very active on feedback. I try to give everybody responses the best I can via emails. Mm-hmm. The only time I really don't give a whole lot of response back is when people knowingly ask me for enormous amounts of medical information or medical advice on specific drugs. I don't touch that. That's not my area. I'm not a pharmaceutical drug rep. I'm not here to give you advice on pharmaceutical drugs. I'll tell you, you need to talk to your doctor or whatever you do as far as that stuff. As far as I'm concerned, I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs. So that's my take on it.
I've got a funny story.
What's your funny story?
We'll go to the letter.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
A couple years ago, I went out with a girl who was from Dominican Republic.
Okay.
And really nice girl. And, you know, I went out with her a couple times. And Van, my workout partner, who's black, just let you mention that, he's black. He's not white.
He's been your workout partner for like 25 years.
Yeah, for a long time. One of my best friends, he carried my mom's casket. Remember that? He was one of the pallbearers.
I do. I was there.
You were there. Jan was there. And so he's a really, really good friend. And it was funny because this girl was from Dominican Republic, and she's on the back porch, and, you know, when we were about to go out and have lunch, and Van met her. And he basically comes in the house, and he looked at me and goes, I've got to talk to you, Ted. He goes, do you understand that she has my skin tone?
He said that. It's funny.
Hello, man. And I said, and so what? You know, I mean.
Well, where?
Whatever, man. You know, what are we, you know, 12 now? I mean, what's the deal here? He laughed. He goes, oh, okay, you don't care. I said, no, I don't care. What difference does that make? You know, we're all created in God's image, and we're all from Adam and Eve. Who cares? So, you know, the problem is I hang out with Van so much because he's here every day that, you know, we always talk about the black-white paradigm.
Yeah.
We do.
I know y'all do.
And, you know, and so, I mean, he's – we don't – I mean, he's a pastor, and, you know, and we pray together. I mean, we just – we're really good friends. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm talking on the show, and I'll talk about black people or white people or Hispanic people or German people.
Deutschland.
I mean, it doesn't matter. And I, as I've told you before, I'm an equal opportunity offender. If I haven't offended you at this point, I will just give me a chance. And I just give me a little bit of time. I'll find something that's going to make you mad. And it's not that I try to do that. It's that I realize that in some cases that when I get real loose about this kind of stuff and I just talk about like everybody else talks about, but they don't do it on podcasts, that sometimes it offends people. Well, we had a listener call in yesterday, and he's a good guy, too.
Good customer.
Good customer. He's one of the 3%ers. And he goes, I'm a longtime listener and buying your supplements for at least 5 years. Thank you, by the way. And I'm at least I take like 6 different supplements. They all work. With that said, I'm a 51-year-old black male from Durham, North Carolina. And I listened to your podcast on September the 30th. And
that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. I normally don't get offended. However, this show, you call the guy who murdered that girl a black piece of crap. And I did say that. And then he goes on to say, that may be true, but it didn't make me feel good at all. I'm an independent voter who leans conservative. I'm also an ordained minister. With all that said, some things are just better left unsaid. Please consider your choice of words and think about the ears of the minorities listening. I'm just asking you if you could season them with a little more salt. It goes down easier. Thanks.
Specifically our Redmond salt we carry at the office.
All right. Okay, now, the guy took a girl, broke into the house, probably raped her. They probably had DNA testing, but that wasn't disclosed. She was on her knees begging for her life, and he shot her and killed her. He's a career criminal. He'd been arrested multiple times. He had like 26 felonies. Should have never been let out. The father came before Congress, and he was cussing up a blue storm. I didn't read all the cussing he was doing before the committee that he was in. Horrible, horrible, horrible story. And I can't help it. The guy was black. Neither can you. If he'd have been white, I'd have called him a white piece of crap. In fact, I'd probably call him a double piece of crap as being white.
Yes, yeah, some white trash.
If he was Hispanic, I'd have called him a Hispanic piece of crap. And that is not to imply that all black people or all Hispanic people or black, you know, or white people or anybody are pieces of crap, because it's not true. This guy was a piece of crap.
He was as low as he gets, bro.
Yeah, he needs to be taken out back and lynched. Oh, gosh, that's right. We can't talk about that either, because that means he's black and he's getting lynched now. Okay, he needs to have a fair trial, and then he needs to be hung by the neck until dead. There, I caught myself. I seasoned it with a little salt.
Public
on that
executions
one.
Are fair. And that's what we talked about yesterday.
And so, yeah, if he was German, I would have called him a German piece
Same
of crap.
Same thing.
You know, when someone does this and breaks into somebody's house and drags them out of bed naked and probably rapes them and basically then shoots them as they're begging for their life, they are a piece of crap, and I don't care what skin color they are. And if I'm going to call them out for being a white piece of crap or a black piece of crap or a Hispanic piece of crap or a German piece of crap or a Russian piece of crap, whatever piece of crap it is, it's just what they are.
And by the way, he's toning his language down for the show, guys, because I was equally as mad about this article yesterday.
Yeah.
This isn't okay. That was, I mean, I have kids. I have a daughter. I can't even imagine the pain and anguish that father has
no.
to feel.
And so here's how I look at this whole thing that happened with this guy. Why don't we not focus on this guy being a black piece of crap? And why don't we focus on praying for the father and the family because of what they're going through now? Because my wife died a few years ago. And any of you that have had a close relative die, you know the pain and the anguish that you go through. And it doesn't just go away in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. It takes years. I'm still dealing with Sharon's death.
It's still there. You just have to make room for it.
You have to learn to live with it. That's all you can do. You can't make it go away. You can't make it, the pain stop. I feel so sorry for the father of this girl. And I will say it again. The guy who killed her was a black piece of crap. If he was white, he'd been a white piece of crap. And he needs to be taken, and he needs to be tried. And Austin is right. He would deserve a public execution.
Yeah. If found guilty, which, I mean, it's obviously yeah. evidence is pointing to that. But a fair trial is absolutely crucial in a republic. Don't misquote me on that.
I'm not trying to offend anybody by being descriptive with the people that do things. I have just as many German people that I absolutely can't stand. And I will call them a piece of crap, too. And I'm German. That doesn't mean that all Germans are pieces of crap. But this guy was a career criminal. And the sad part about it is we don't need to focus on the guy who did this. We need to focus on the family.
Well, we also need to focus on doggone reform in some of these states that are allowing these career criminals to have continual rotation out of the jails over and over and over again.
Well, no, I mean, this guy should have been locked up for the rest of 100 years.
I mean, well, that's what I said. That's why if Florida, we're real funny about that in Florida. That three strikes, you're out, it's not a joke. You get busted by the time you get hit with a third violent felony, you're incarcerated pretty much the rest of your life.
I remember I had a friend of mine, and he was a friend, and I used to work out with him in high school. And he got out of high school, started a stucco business.
Yeah.
And his life peaked when he was 18. You know, he had black hair and blue eyes and all the girls chased him everywhere he went. And he worked out with me. And then he got worse and worse about being a redneck. I wanted to go out and beat people up every weekend. Big guy. And pretty soon he got out of high school, started a stucco business, started making lots of money, and started doing drugs.
Yeah.
And before long, he was in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he got arrested again in another prison. And then he was two strikes in Florida. He moved.
Did he?
He left the state.
Yeah. Oh, no. Florida's not a joke with that down here.
Now he's back in prison again up in Mississippi. And, you know, the guy just lives in prison. Most of his adult life's been in prison. But he knew not to stay in Florida for three strikes, you're out.
Well, no. I told you about the incident my buddy told me.
Oh, by the way, he was a white piece of crap. Just thought I'd mention that. You know, in fact, he's a double white piece of crap. I mean, he had everything going for him. He had money, he had the looks, he had the physique, the girls chased him, and he's a triple piece of white crap.
That's the problem with some of these states, though, is they allow these individuals that are complete pieces of crap to continue to rotate out of jail. And, oh, well, he had 10 years to do. Well, we're letting him out on good behavior in jail after 18 months.
Oh, by the way, calling him a piece of crap, that's really buffered language.
Oh, that's what I just said.
Because, I mean, and here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and paint some halo over my head and adjust it. It is non-existent with me. Okay? I'm a sinner saved by faith through grace. That's all I am. Now, I do my best.
I'm about to say it.
I turn my phone off. I basically realize that it's by grace that we're all saved through faith. That's it, not by works. And I realize that every Sunday when I go to church and I confess and I get on my knees and I pray and I go to the altar, I do the best I can. But sometimes when you're doing this show, I was raised in a bar. My language was pretty salty at one time. It was awful. And after I got saved, I really didn't talk like that anymore. But every once in a while, something will slip out, especially when I'm talking about pieces of crap, regardless of their skin color. When they kill helpless victims,
kids like that,
yeah, and it really, really, really bothers me. And so,
let's change topics. Yeah, I want to get into this article. That was a dark topic yesterday.
Yeah, dark topic. Let's get off that.
One article that came out here now. We were talking about B vitamins earlier yesterday. Says customized B vitamin therapy could help Parkinson's patients. New study suggests uncovering the gut-brain connection in Parkinson's. B vitamin deficiency may play a crucial role. The study published in MPJ, Parkinson's disease, suggests that vitamin B deficiency can contribute to Parkinson's disease by compromising the intestinal barrier, which prevents toxins from entering the bloodstream. I didn't realize this. So the researchers use shotgun sequencing to analyze stool samples, allowing them to identify changes in the microbiome and genetic makeup. The study found fewer genes in Parkinson's patients' gut bacteria responsible for making B2 and B7. Both have significant anti-inflammatory properties that help counteract the neuroinflammation associated with Parkinson's disease. This suggests that vitamin B supplementation could potentially relieve Parkinson's disease and even slow the disease progression. Pretty cool information on here. I'll post this article so you guys can read it. And be sure, guys, we're switching everything over the next couple weeks. I got some articles that I'm switching from the old site to the new site. TheBrowersShow.com. This is the main platform that we're going to have the show on. You can click up here to shop supplements, get updates, watch live, downloads. We'll also have the button on here so you can download MP3s for some odd reason. I keep getting a lot of people asking for that, which is fine. We make it work. Angel Wars, main podcast, and then we have our main Health Master site, which you can get back and forth. So if I click shop supplements, it takes me right to Team Health Masters. If I want to go from Team Health Masters to the podcast, I click the podcast. They both go right back and forth. Super easy to use on here. And so the main supplement site, Health Masters and Team Health Masters, is going to be this site right here in about 2 weeks. We're getting everything switched over. It's running great.
You're fixing to pull the plug.
The old site, there's hardly any traffic on it now because I think you guys have realized you got the points, you got the auto ships, the subscriptions. You got everything right here I could possibly give you and what you guys asked for on the site. So anybody that's not, letting you know, transfer over to it, because eventually you're going to hit healthmasters.com, the old site, and it's going to be the site anyways. So there's not going to be a choice. This site is so much more efficient, faster, effective, and easier to use.
I think that's cold.
That's cold?
Oh, yeah. I like the old dinosaur
site. Dude, stop.
Oh my gosh. Problem with it is that we're having a hard time.
Drupal 7.
Yes, it's old.
It's antiquated. There's no way to run it anymore and keep it updated.
But I will now learn how to do it. I checked them both out. The new site's actually easier
to use.
It's
faster, too.
And it's faster, a lot faster.
All the stuff you want to click on up here. And so, once you get onto it, you'll love it.
Well, I kind of said that because I wanted you guys who really like the old site to feel the pain that I feel losing it. It's been around for a long time.
It has been around for a long time.
And so, but thank you for basically supporting Health Masters and realizing that sometimes things just have to be put aside and be done with them.
Oh, they got, and if, as long as you're changing stuff for the better to make it easier, more effective, efficient, you know what I mean? That's what we do on here. I mean, when you can go right on the magnesium brain food, you can click subscribe and save, have it shipped to your door in 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, add it right to your cart and have it shipped. You don't even have to touch a button.
I mean, would you rather drive a new Corvette Z06 or a 1975 Corvette with 150 horsepower that's slow as a dog? It has to be constantly maintained.
I know the year of the Corvette.
I didn't go to 1963.
You didn't get to 63, yeah. matching 427.
Yeah, no, I'd rather have the 66 Corvette. I mean, but I don't.
But you wouldn't want to drive it every day, though.
Well, no, remember, it's an antique.
That's exactly right.
And it needs constant maintenance.
Yeah.
And so I understand that
new C8's under warranty.
It's under warranty.
It works faster.
It's 670 horsepower, flat crank engine, 0 to 60 in a little over 2 seconds. Unbelievably fast car, and it's got the best startup sound you've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a great car.
So I'd rather drive that than drive a 75 Corvette
every day. Especially, and this is what you use. This is a site you use every day. It's your daily driver website.
But I'd have a hard time with that. The 63 or 66. Those are beautiful cars back then. But there would still be a lot of maintenance, and sometimes they just wouldn't start.
Oh, yeah. That's sometimes you're like, oh, the battery's dead on it again. You just want this out. Those cars, when you get those guys that have those collectors like that, everybody I know that's in that industry, you have to have full-time maintenance.
I'm
on
going bubblegum for the brain.
Bubblegum. Okay. Then I got another article here on micronutrients.
Nicole Kidman is getting a divorce.
Is this like number 8?
I don't know. You know, this is the.
Sorry, that was wrong.
Well, what happened is she, with Keith Urban. And what happened is she was basically in a movie that was unbelievably filthy, kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. She did another one of those.
I've always wondered.
Something happened to her in that movie.
I've always wondered, though, how you could possibly maintain any semblance of a relationship when you're having on-screen, even if just simulated sex or kissing scenes with other individuals besides your spouse on screen. I've never understood that, how you could actually maintain a relationship.
Well,
your spouse has to watch that.
Daily Mail says, ignore what everybody's saying about Nicole Kidman's divorce. The humiliating truth lies in what drove her to seek explicit on-screen sex with younger men.
Okay,
so we're not going to go into detail on that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to cover that. But the point is, it's one of those deals when you stop and you look at it, you go, the movie Eyes Wide Shut with her and Tom Cruise with Stanley Kubrick, that went into the dark underbelly of the world's top people and who runs the planet.
Ritual sacrifice
and a lot of other
child
stuff.
Trafficking.
It was awful. And I don't recommend you watch that movie at all unless it's been censored. And
I did a research paper on it in college, psychology research paper on
it. No, it's some crazy stuff, but I would recommend not watching it, but realize that Stanley Kubrick had 15 more minutes of that movie in there, and they cut it out. They wouldn't let him air it because he was going
to
really.
To my knowledge, nobody, it doesn't exist. It got cut.
And deleted. Burn.
He got killed before it got released.
Yep. So after he supposedly died, all of a sudden they cut the 15 minutes out. He had so much power in Hollywood for the stuff that he did. You know, he did Clockwork Orange. He did, Eyes Wide Shut. You know, he did 2001.
Clockwork Orange was all about the CIA and MKUltra.
He also did The Shining. He did a bunch of these movies that were really creepy. I don't recommend them at all. In fact, I don't recommend any of his movies except for 2001 Space Odyssey. And I still don't understand that thing.
He had a lot of deep subliminal stuff in all those films.
That's how the computer had the AI. Cynthia.
Shining. I remember seeing that in college. Ooh, that's a weird movie,
that's
dude.
That's a sick movie, man.
That's a creepy movie.
And a lot of people say that he staged the Apollo landings.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he had so much Hollywood and political clout. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Don't really care. But the point is that it was an interesting movie. But that's one of the reasons her relationship with Tom Cruise got so messed up. By the way, here we go. Daily Mail, front page, lead story. New COVID variants with unusual symptoms sweep the U.S. amid chilling warning that even very mild cases now have risks of lasting effects.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in case the government shutdown's not enough to keep you busy and occupied with this 21-ring circus going on, we've got to bring COVID back. We got to make sure that you get your booster shot. Please don't do the boosters.
No.
And it says a croaky voice and a sharp razor blade sore throat are emerging as telltale signs of the latest COVID variants. Now, I had that mess a few years ago, and I had that razor sore throat thing.
That was real COVID, though. Whatever this is now. This thing they keep trying to release.
Yeah, now get ready. The strains, XFB dubbed Stratus, and NB181 known as Nimbus, are fueling a surge of infections with cases spiking significantly in the Northeast in the last several weeks. In the U.S., nationwide COVID wastewater levels used to measure the community spread of virus are moderate, according to the CDC. Wastewater samples?
That's how they determine COVID. They check the wastewater samples. I'm not joking. They swab and they test wastewater, the sewage water, okay. And they go, we found COVID in the poop water again. We've determined that everybody's got COVID.
You got to drop it back a notch.
Okay? I'm just saying. That's literally the basis of what they say.
The other day, I was at Disney Village, and I had a friend with me. And it was not, we didn't have to pay to get in, but we had to go through the searching.
Don't get me started.
I know, but it was funny. And so I told her, I said, don't touch the rail on the escalator.
Oh, gosh, those things never get cleaned.
And I don't touch the elevator button. She goes, why would I not touch the rail? It helps to stabilize me. I said, I'll catch you if I have to. Don't touch the rail. She goes, well, why? I said, when I was in college and taking a class called biochemical genetics at Florida State, they gave us samples. They gave us petri dishes and Q-tips. And we went around touching the rails on escalators, the buttons on the elevators, everything you could possibly find. We tested it to see what kind of germs were on it. And every one of them tested positive for fecal coliform, which is poop.
Yeah.
Now you think, well, that's disgusting. No, it is disgusting.
It's disgusting. But it's true.
And the problem is that the COVID can be spread through feces.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's why I said all of that. So that's why they test the wastewater, because that is legit. And it's crazy what they're doing.
My favorite was the theater. If you guys remember this, I dealt with this firsthand in Florida because we made a big stink about it and went to Daytona Beach during COVID and proved everybody wrong. They came in and said, we have to shut the beaches down. Wait, we're going to shut the beaches. Why are we shutting the beaches down? Makes sense, right? Fresh air, sunshine, good salt. No, you don't understand. COVID is seeping out into the ocean from runoff water in the water. And it's getting into the ocean. I kid you not. I'll pull the arc if you don't believe me. This was the level of insanity they tried to lie to everybody. And the COVID's getting out into the ocean. You know, the big, gigantic ocean, the waterways. And then it's blowing back on you when you're on the beach. So the ocean's giving you COVID. We have to shut all the beaches down.
Well, first of all, COVID doesn't like, you know, UV light.
Oh, or salt.
But you have severe pain, like razor blades in your throat. I had that one years ago. And they are right. It's okay. This is it, right? Zinc, excellent C, D3.
Be done with it and forget all this theater.
Now, if you have to, you can get ivermectin from your doctor.
That's if it's really needed, though.
Okay. And you can get, you know,
hydroxychloroquine. Majority of this stuff, in my opinion, it's common cold, common flu that people are contracting. Because remember, everything was COVID. Remember how the flu cases went to zero during 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Zero flu case. Flu was non-existent. Did not exist anymore. And I said, well, one thing we did positive in 2020 is we eradicated the flu.
Now, one thing that you can do with a sore throat is you can get some of that Betadine surgical scrub and put about 8 drops in a glass of water and gargle with it. And that really, because that's got iodine in it, and that iodine basically,
you know, you throw iodine with kids too. Iodine is good.
This is gargling with it. Yeah. That works really well. And so there's a lot of things you can do with that. But if you get the sore throat really hurts.
Yeah. Now, billions of people now have inadequate micronutrients, new study estimates. Many diseases worldwide that are being caused by vitamin and mineral deficiencies, including a lot of people's lack of functioning immune system. According to a study published in Lancet Global Health, 99.3% of the global population is missing at least one important micronutrient. Research collected data from 31 countries and estimate micronutrient consumption across 185 nations. This is a lot. They said the 7 common deficiencies here, which is wild to me that vitamin C still made it on this list. I mean, we're in 2025 now. We understand the importance of vitamin C and how readily available it is. I mean, we carry 2 different ones in our office, the vitamin C with antioxidants and the regular Excellence C, for the sole purpose so nobody has an excuse that you're going to be deficient in vitamin C. And we have the vitamin C powder now, which he loves a lot. It says iodine, vital for cognitive development, is one of the number one deficient nutrients in the world, 68%. Vitamin E, 67%. Calcium, which that's ironic to me because a lot of times magnesium and calcium are tied in with this. Iron, riboflavin, folate, which if you're going to run folate, run the MTHF. That's really, really good at preventing birth defects of the brain and spinal cord in infants as far as when they're in utero. The mother has to take in adequate amounts of real folate. The MTHF is the methylated folate, really, really important. The last one here, vitamin C. Deficiencies can cause gum bleeding, poor wound healing. Peppers, tomatoes, and citrus fruit are common source of vitamin C. And also, too, the vitamin C powder, the Excellent C, those are really, really good. So what's crazy to me, though, is that how many people are still deficient in nutrients when they become so readily available to access. The B complex, the ultimate multiple powder, which I think is going on sale later on. Michael's going to throw that up earlier. I mean, it's not hard to do this anymore.
Well, no, but you got to remember, though, a lot of people don't read, Austin.
That's true. That's why, hey, if you don't want to read, listen to the show.
Yeah, because what happens, they don't really teach them how to read in school anymore. It's awful.
We have
one of the highest illiteracy rates of any industrialized country in the United States. I mean, a lot of people can't even... They can't even answer, a short answer essay test. And that's been like that for 30, 40 years.
And that's why it's so important, especially with young kids, to try to raise them up properly when it comes to diet, when it comes to exercise, when it comes to morals and ethics and values. Because what's happened is now, I think so many parents have become so lackadaisical or laissez-faire, they're not involved with their kids hardly anymore, and they expect the all-powerful state school to give them teach them.
My mom was raised in the educational system in Germany.
Yeah.
And I remember she used to always say, Amerikaners is a schrecklich dumm.
Yeah, Americans are so stupid.
Okay, now,
sad.
Okay, send me some more letters.
Deutschland.
And so what's so funny is that when you look at it like that, and it wasn't that it was that bad in the United States. It's just that the people here in the United States have different things and different goals and directions. And then I can honestly say now, the ganze Welt ist ganz dumm. The entire planet's gotten dumb.
That's fact.
Because what we've done, in case you were German, now you're mad or whatever, I can calm you down with that. We have the whole world now has been dumbed down because of fake news, Austin. And now they're saying that they're sending another spaceship to be going around the moon again. Pure obfuscation again. Yeah, I mean, it's just, they're not going to land on the moon. They just want to circle the moon again.
We never landed on the moon.
Not in 1969.
We may have some other crazy stuff out there.
No.
But.
Oh, by the way, Zempka face rises with rapid weight loss. What you need to know. We've talked about this so many times. This is really good. It says, it's been decades since Carol Maggio first started teaching her spa clients to exercise their faces to reverse the signs of aging. You know, in other words, you can do it when you can stretch your neck out and stretch your face out when you're working out too.
Yeah.
You can. It really works well. Today, the GLP-1 receptor antagonists are edging out sun damage as a driving factor for facial exercises, which she calls facercise. She's seeing more patients taking these weight loss drugs in their spa with the telltale signs of Ozempic face, sagging skin, sunken cheeks and eyes, and deeper wrinkles. And this happens a lot, regardless of how you lose the weight, even with gastric bypass surgery, Austin, or if you do it too quickly.
Now, I was about to say that a lot of it comes down to the rapid and the speed of it, and also to what level you burn body fat.
She recounted how many people have said they just want to lose 10 pounds on this drug, but they end up losing 30.
Yeah.
They get into this role in their mind's eye, and they think more is better. They get up, and they end up looking so much older.
You've got to continually exercise, it increases your protein uptake if you're going to lose weight properly. That is two crucial factors. You've got to maintain skeletal muscle tissue while you're losing fat, because your body will start to go so catabolic where it's burning fat, you're shredding it, but you start using an immense amount of muscle tissue as fuel as well.
7% of your facial volume is gone with every 22 pounds of weight loss.
Yeah.
Mostly from the fat pads in the midface, the cheeks, and the areas around the nose, mouth, and temples, according to a study published in Otherology, Head of Neck Surgery, qualifying the Ozempic face phenomenon. A mixture of factors influences face changes. Now, listen to this. This is really important. I'm going to repeat this one, okay? A mixture of factors influences facial changes, including the potential rapid weight loss and the rapid loss of nutrients.
Yep.
You got to have the right nutrients. Now, listen. Vitamins, fatty acids are the building blocks of collagen and elastin.
There you go.
I don't think we have a...
Yeah. Collagen right there.
Okay. I take this every day. Now, I'm on my little weight loss journey again, and I'm down about 9 pounds, and I make sure I take two scoops
of this. You look good, though. You're getting lean again.
I'm looking lean again. I'm leaning up. But this is the collagen peptides, and remember I told you, don't take this if you want wrinkles. Don't take this if you don't want your face to sag. If you want your face to sag so you can look like a scarecrow, you go ahead and make sure you don't take this.
Yeah.
And then you can also do the facial exercises they're talking about.
Well, and one thing, too, that stacks that well, that's why I put those two up there. That right there, those two together, mm-hmm. The Fit Food with the collagen, I did a whole article on this, and Harrison wrote a great article on it a couple months ago, is that the collagen peptides with whey protein or a good highly absorbable protein really helps out with recovery after exercise. It helps maintain muscle tissue.
And he goes on to say, potential rapid loss of nutrients because of the lack of calories and lack of nutrients in the food because you're not taking good supplements. Vitamins, which include vitamin C, which is the building block. It's the cellular glue that holds the collagen and the cells together.
Right.
If you don't get enough vitamin C, I take 6,000 milligrams a day.
I know you do take a lot.
I take a lot. I take two.
Don't start with that. If you're starting with vitamin C, build your way up.
But I have been using the powdered vitamin C.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to throw in with a purple stick. It works great.
It tastes good.
And it says fatty acids. I take the fish oil every single day. But the vitamin C, the collagen, and all that stuff, if you keep the levels of that high, your skin doesn't sag like it would if you didn't do it. It just doesn't do it. The authors noted that the clinical trials of analyzing the GLP receptors for weight loss rarely report facial fat loss as an adverse effect. Because of this, providers prescribing these medications are unlikely to counsel patients about how horrible they're going to look and how they're like an old scarecrow when they get done. And I added that. They don't tell you what you're going to look like because they're trying to sell the product to you and the injections. They're not going to say to you, by the way, give it about 3 months. You'll wish you hadn't done this. Because that weight loss is going to be temporary. That face loss of that muscle, a lot of times, that's permanent.
Well, and the reason why I'm so adamant about as far as maintaining muscle tissue and maintaining strength and overall health, especially with males, this is really important. You've seen this a lot of times where you get these tech guys that make a boatload of money. They're super successful, and they look like dweebs. They have like 10-inch arms. I mean, they're walking around rails. And in most cases, you start to see later on in life, everybody eventually realizes, especially males, you have to try to maintain your level of strength. You have to be able to defend yourself. You have to be able to fight.
You sent me an article on that yesterday.
Yeah. And it's very true, because you can never, especially as a man, you can never be truly mentally happy, really goal-oriented, really focused long-term without maintaining also your health. You can have all the money in the world. If you're sick and you don't feel good and you can't walk and you can't do anything because you're so just feeling like crap, what is that? Doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's the thing is people give everything they own to get their health back.
They do. You see that.
I know this young lady, and she's basically a nurse.
Yeah.
For a guy who, when he was like 31 years old, came down with Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, horrible disease. And now he's in the bed. He's 41, and he was a trust fund baby worth huge amounts of money.
Wow.
Can't even move. Can't talk. Has to use his eyes to communicate on a computer screen.
Gosh, that's horrible.
It's horrible. And so the sad part about it is that how much money would he give if he could reverse all that?
Yeah.
Now, I know that can't be reversed. I got that. Okay. I'm not picking on him because I know it's a horrible disease. I mean, it's awful. But the reality is there are a lot of diseases that are degenerative diseases that can be reversed,
right,
or they can be stopped and they can be prevented to start with. And what you don't want to do is go on a bunch of weight loss stuff and then lose your health with it. And I know a lady who had the stomach banding done. It was called a, it was basically it was called a, uh, what it was called a, sleeve, gastric sleeve. They took 2/3 of her stomach out. And then she continued to eat the junk food that she'd been eating. And she turned right around and got unbelievably sick, started losing her hair and everything else because she wasn't getting nutrients. She thought she could still live on the junk food and basically cut back on the calories because she couldn't eat and get nutrient density. You can't do that.
Especially the biggest factor is when you start losing that much muscle tissue, especially as you get older, it becomes increasingly more difficult to get it back. And people really, really discount the fact that maintaining strength and muscle integrity is unbelievably crucial when you start aging. It really is. This is one of the key factors where people really start having health problems is they start losing muscles, they start losing weight, they start losing strength, and they can't function properly. Because especially if you're a man, how are you planning on defending your family if you're unbelievably weak and dilapidated and you can't function? Oh, I lost all this weight, but I'm weak. I can't even pick up a bar. I can't pick up 45 pounds anymore. Okay, well, what was the benefit of this? Where are you going to go with that?
All you do is go closer and closer to the victim mode when you do that.
Exactly right.
But let me finish reading this. Some more signs of the Ozempic face. Increased lines and wrinkles around the eyes, forehead and mouth, sunken and hollowed eyes. Sounds awful. Sounds like a Freddy Krueger movie. Hollow cheeks or temples, sagging loose skin along the jawline and jowls. Exaggerated folds and lines on your face. Thinner lips, elongated upper lip. More visible facial bones, loss of fullness or plumpness. Remember, Tom Cruise had to go and had all that fat injected in his face.
Did he? I didn't know.
People didn't even recognize him for a minute. Unmasking of the flats of muscle in the lower face and neck. And it says, hollowed out faces accentuated by wrinkles and sagging isn't new. The condition only has become new name due to the rising prevalence of the GLP use. You see the exact same changes as anyone who loses weight rapidly from other things like bariatric surgery. That's the one I talked about. For example, Ozempic face tracks with the universal phenomenon aging. As we age, we lose collagen. Here we go again.
There you go.
Collagen in our elastin in our skin. And then when you add on top of that the loss of facial fat and a loss of muscle tone, the combination is profound, he says. The amount of weight loss is important. If somebody lost 20 pounds, that's one thing. But if they lose 100 pounds, that's another whole thing. And now they're talking about how you get cheek lifts and basically surgeries and all kinds of stuff in order to try to make yourself look better on this. And they can put fillers in your face and everything else. But wouldn't it have been easier if you're going to lose the weight just to do it more slowly and do this?
And that's why this kit's been so popular, the cinnamon extract and berberine, because it has the effects of burning body fat, speeding your metabolism up, helping you have more insulin sensitivity, really stabilizing your blood sugar, and yet you don't have any side effects from it. Is the 5-time bioavailability of standard berberine, the dihydroberberine, which we carry, helps regulate blood sugar, mitochondrial health, and turn your body into an efficient fat-burning machine. This is why this kit is so popular, and this is what I always recommend for everybody. If you're trying to get back in shape, exercise, get adequate protein in, throw these two kits in. If you really want to, you can also throw in another product we have that's out of Switzerland. It's called Pro Cut Core. And it's a different formula, acts on different mechanisms on the body. But these two are really important because you've got to get the blood sugar in control first. You've got to work on insulin sensitivity. That's crucial if you're going to start burning body fat because you can't keep eating crap, spiking blood sugar, getting syndrome X, and then turning around and trying to burn fat.
Well, no, the thing that's amazing to me is people don't realize how much fruit juice and what it does.
Oh, yeah. I've
tried so hard to talk to people about that.
You know, fruit juice and sodas.
Oh, my God.
Those two, I will tell you this 100%. If you're fighting body fat, if you're trying to get in better shape, cut out sodas, sweet teas, fruit juices, any of the drinks with refined sugar.
And those, alcohol.
Yeah, well, alcohol, that's a given. A lot of people don't even drink and they're still fighting weight problems. And look at the drinks that you're drinking all day because you don't even realize it. Throwing in a soda here with lunch, having sweet tea with an afternoon meal, having something else for dinner. You just added in another 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 calories to your day in straight sugar. Sugar, which is spiking your insulin all day, continually causing you to store more body fat, and has zero positive effects on your body. Shit, body's not using it for anything. It's just straight going to fat. So cut those out. I remember I had one of the friends I knew years ago that she was trying to get in shape, and she was Mountain Dew addict. I mean, 6-7 Mountain Dews a day. And she asked me all the time. You know, everybody was going to the beach. I was still shredded at the time. And I said, dude, just cut Mountain Dew out. What do you mean? I said, I'm not even getting on you about your diet. You don't even eat that bad. So cut Mountain Dew. She's like, well, I love Mountain Dew. It's like 6 or 7 a day. I said, well, yeah, I can tell. You know, it's an extra like 1,200, 1,300 calories you're drinking every day. So sure enough, she switched to water. 30 days. I saw her later. It was like a month later. And she had already dropped like 12, 13 pounds. She goes, I'm like dropping weight. I cut Mountain Dew. All I drink is water now. I said, ta-da.
You cut out coffee, it'll drop you 5 pounds a month.
Will it really?
You're drinking black coffee. Well, yeah, because coffee elevates cortisol.
Yeah.
Cortisol is a stress hormone, makes the body get inflamed.
Well, that's why Purple Sticks is, I got my last little stash over here.
we're running low now.
We got packets that we've been hiding back over here. So, yeah, I mean, that's why everybody, and I told you, my best friend Dexter, he was drinking all these, drinking monsters, all this stuff, like 5, 6 of them a day. Cut them out now. Said bloating's down, inflammation's down, joint inflammation's down. He's drinking like 3 of these a day, 2 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. Completely changed the entire energy levels, and he's losing body fat. He's already got enough muscle tissue. He's dropping body fat on top of that, staying huge, feeling great, has a ton of energy now. What you put in your body has results, positive or negative. It's 100% guaranteed. What you put in your body is going to affect you.
My phone is turned off. This iPad's doing this. And guys, listen to me. I know.
Is anybody texting him right now? If you are watching the show and texting him right now, I'm going to cut you off from supplements for a month to see how you like it. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Stop texting him.
Let me go to. If I go to airplane mode, I lose my ability to have the internet on this.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, what
so many people do, they know me, right? And so they're listening to the show. Well, I've got something I want to say.
You need to cover this on the show right now.
You read a letter. I want you to read my letter now.
I put mine on Do Not Disturb, so I don't lose my ability to contact somebody. If someone's got to get a hold of me at the office.
Well, my phone's turned off. This is the iPad. How do I do that?
Stop texting him, please, whoever's doing this right now. This is a little bubblegum story. Since we like to do this every year, too, I've noticed this. Anytime the government wants to cover up something that's going on, like, you know, social media platforms getting covered up so they can ban every topic that they don't want discussed. The government shut down now, says there's going to be 750,000 federal furloughs hit the hardest. You know, this is the one part that always cracks me up to no end. The national parks and museums are always the ones that get shut down. IRS is open. All these other unbelievably unconstitutional agencies are still open. But we're going to walk out there with our gates, and we're going to put gates up around the monuments. Especially my favorite ones when they go and they shut down the World War II monuments with all the names. The Vietnam War with all the military names were shut down. You're not allowed to walk around outside the monument. Remember when Obama did that? Government shut down. Went out there and had them put up gates around the outside memorials that are open public access normally part of the year. The theater that these people display is nauseating to me. This is what they got to do to keep everything. Remember, they got to put another like $2 or $3 trillion now to stimulate. I'm letting you go right now. I'm glad that I've said this for a couple years, and you know it as well as I do. They keep doing this crap. What we did was just BBB bill with the trillion. They did it during COVID. You
warned them. We warned them.
Gold's going to be at 5,000-6,000 an ounce here very soon. Silver's going to be pushing.
I think gold broke. How was it breaking now?
I think it's 4.
Unbelievable.
It's hitting 4.
That fast.
Silver's already breaking 50. This is going to happen. It's going to happen really stinking fast with this money.
It's happening really fast.
And everybody's going, oh, no, it's a relic metal. You know what I mean? I remember when platinum went over 2,000 an ounce back in 2009, 2010. Yeah,
gold right now is about around 3,900 as of this morning. Last night it got almost to 4,000. And and still silver's almost $50 an ounce right now.
You're going to see a lot of this stuff. And what's going to happen is major core key assets are going to continue to hold value, continue to go up, because everybody's going to start moving out of paper.
Blue chip stocks and precious metals are what save most people in Weimar Republic in Germany. Because, I mean, an ounce of silver when it goes over 100 an ounce, which is going to do that. And an ounce of gold when it goes at over 10,000 ounces is going to do that.
Do you understand? I don't think people realize this. Do you understand the cost of everything electronic when silver hits $100 an ounce on spot value?
The boards.
The phones, the boards, the AC, every single thing, this laptop, everything that's digital electronic contains some amount of silver, some minute, some larger. When silver hits $100 an ounce, and that's going to be spot value on it, good luck taking delivery from
an ounce. Well, once they can't deliver it,
that's exactly
it's going
right.
to go through the roof.
And there's already there's already delays on a lot of times when you go to try to buy larger amounts of like Silver Eagles. They'll tell you they're on pre-order. You're ordering them. They're placing the order, and then they're going to ship. They're drop shipping to you from the mint.
Once that happens and they can't get delivery. See, what happened is they started doing the deliveries in paper and not in gold or silver.
They closed them
out
of paper.
And now people are saying, we don't want to do that anymore. We want the real metal now. People finally have wakened up that basically the paper doesn't mean much.
No.
You can't change it back out for gold or silver. So what ends up happening is the paper basically is going to be useless and worthless in some cases. And I hate to say that to you because you're going to get scared. But the reality is the only thing you can really say is real is what you hold in your hand.
Yeah.
You know, so gold is going to be the it holds your money in place. It really does. You know, 100 years ago, you know, a custom made men's suit was worth about an ounce of gold. And today it's about worth about an ounce of gold.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it's a really nice suit.
I mean, a year ago, gold was at $2,200 an ounce.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Now, I don't have any custom suits made right now. I used to have them, though, way back in when I was in the
summer. You still got some real nice suits from summer.
Oh, I still have them. They're great. They hold up. They're
well, that's one nice thing about it. If you get it, I got one really nice suit. If you have one, you take care of it.
I got a closet full of them because of the seminars I did.
Yeah, you look sharp on the stage, man.
I did.
You kind of have to do that when you talk to 40,000 people. You can't walk up there and flip flops and, you know, cutoff tee.
Well, you
know,
you can't waddle out of 400 pounds.
Talk about health.
No, nope, can't do it.
Now,
so, but no, I loved it. I love my years on the seminar circuit, and I was blessed. Austin was with me. I had the ability, and I've had the privilege to speak to over a million people at live seminars. Some of the groups were as large as 45,000. It was great. I dragged you up on the platform, you and your mom.
Yeah, I remember going up there a couple times. It's big stadiums.
Stadiums full of people. I'd introduce my family to the it was great because, honestly, if you do all that, then the people, the groupies leave you alone because they know you got a super hot blonde with you, that she's your wife, and you got a kid with you, got a family. And so then they're like, well, he's married to a stunner.
Yeah.
And alone. Oh, Sharon was great. She was amazing.
Here's another article going back into it since I'm on a doggone weight training.
I told her one time, I said, you're my trophy wife. Oh, she got mad.
Did she?
Oh, my gosh.
That was a compliment. She goes,
I don't want to be a trophy wife. And I'm like, that's tough. You are.
what's your next one? Says how resistance training is good for your brain, not just your body and energy, but good for your brain. I've told this to people before. If you're having issues, that you're down, you're feeling a little low, go just absolutely blast it in the gym for 20 or 30 minutes. It will completely change your entire mindset. It really will. Make you feel a lot better. It says slows brain decline as well. One study examined the effects of 24 weeks of resistance training on brain structure in older adults with mild cognitive impairment. They went in and said, look, after the training period, patients showed improvements in memory and performed better on the auditory verbal learning test. Both the non-training and training groups lost some gray matter in parts of their brain. However, only the non-training group lost volume on the right side, suggesting the resistance training may help protect the right side of the brain.
That's interesting. I didn't know it was just the right side.
Mainly it showed, and there were people that are having mental decline on here. It says, so basically, moreover, the training group demonstrated lower declines and also the left hippocampus. That hippocampus plays an important role in spatial memory and visual processing skills, often impaired in Alzheimer's disease.
And what that means, if you don't really get this point here, it means that you can still stand up and put your pants on one leg at a time and not have to sit.
Yeah.
And not fall down.
Yeah.
I know that's really kind of a crude example of that.
No, that's true.
But now I'm going to say one other thing. Be real careful if you want to do a pirouette and just dance around the bathroom with one leg up in the air on wet tile. Because you're probably going to have a head injury. And so it's best for you to sit down and put the pants on one leg at a time instead of doing that.
And one thing, I told people this because I've been doing it for a while now. One of the most effective things you can do if you're trying to get back in the gym, you're trying to get your blood pressure, is get one of the round trampolines.
I use it every day.
I usually do it in the morning. I'll do it at night before my workout.
But if you got a problem with spatial orientation, you better have some rails
on it. They make them with a rail on it. Now, you can buy, they're all online. I mean, they're those small round trampolines, the trainer trampolines. I know it sounds stupid, right? It really does. Because first you look at it, it's like, I'm just bouncing on a little trampoline. But what it does is it has enormous effects, positive effects on blood pressure and also circulation, and also to balance with the ankles, the knees, the hips, because it helps work stabilizer muscles, especially as you're bouncing and moving.
A lot of that is from the inner ear too. I've got a good friend of mine. He's a retired chiropractor. He's also a neurologist, and there's crystals inside of the ear, and they can get loose in there, and they've got to be put back into place, and that can really cause a lot of problems with nausea, you know, with Meniere's disease, and all kinds of dizziness. And so if you've got a chiropractor, if you're having some of those problems, have them check to see if the crystals have come loose in your ears. It makes, I know it sounds weird, and you think, oh, that sounds like some kind of hocus pocus. It really makes a difference. And I know Dr. Kinsey used to do that for me all the time. He's a great guy.
Well, and back alignment, like you just said, back alignment can throw you out too. It backs out, it hips out, everything starts coming.
Let me say something about back alignment, because I've had back surgery years ago, decades ago. What I've learned is it's all about seating surfaces. It's all about how firm the seat is.
Yeah.
And I remember when I started driving cars that had decent seats in them, I started realizing this is a lot better.
Yeah.
Because I had this Grand Prix that I bought, back in the 80s. And it was really nicely car, but it had the worst seats ever. And after driving that thing for a couple of years, I had to put back surgery. And I mean, I finally realized that if you're going to sit in your house for hours on end, especially if you're doing computer work, you better have good seating.
Yeah,
really, really important. It's worth if a car has a different seat option that's better, except for unless it's carbon fiber. Those are unbelievably uncomfortable.
Carbon bucket race seats. Oh, but they hold you in place on the track.
Yeah, but
you don't move.
Yeah, but you don't say how often you go on the track.
I don't mean, I don't like on the track. But
the thing is, they cut the fatigue down.
Well, now, what the race car drivers, what they do is they have a custom molded seat.
Oh, they have full 3D molded seats. Oh, yeah.
They take a full mold of the back, and they're molded just for them to reduce the amount of stress on the back and fatigue and maintain support. Really, really important that you have really good seats in your house. And I don't have any stock in this company, but I'm going to say this. The seats are ridiculously expensive, but they last forever. They're called Eckerness.
They used to be more affordable. I looked upon one the other day. They've gone way up.
Well, because of import tariffs.
Gosh. Import tariffs butchering everything.
No, well,
like,
no.
How'd a chair go up, $500?
Well, they're ugly as you all get out. Okay, but boy, they come through. I remember Sharon said, they're so ugly. I don't want them. And she sat in it. She goes, wow, it's really comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable.
And she said, it's really nice. And she goes, but they're so ugly. And I'm like, we got to do one of two things. We got to get, really fancy and pretty and uncomfortable and have our backs get trashed or go really ugly with a comfortable chair.
It's really ugly.
They're ugly.
You know, the thing
they're dirt dog ugly.
The thing I found about style and design now with ugly, the thing that's wild is how much the media and everybody has tried to change the perception of what's actually good looking with architecture.
That's Satanism. Because what the evil one does, he wants to distort our values.
Well, what they do is they try to make everything now this very basic, like almost like soulless cookie cutter look.
Well,
there's no style to a lot of stuff.
Some guy shows up with a banana.
Yeah.
Okay? He throws it on the wall, stabs a fork in it, says $1 million.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And you're like,
it's a banana with a fork.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
He's going to eat it. I'm hungry.
But now it's all rotten. It's got bugs on it now. That's awful. Now you're going to spray it with polyurethane and incorporate the bugs into it.
And look what they've done to the housing industry. Florida's been the perfect example.
Oh, my God.
Every single subdivision. There are no more major custom homes in Florida anymore unless you go to like really, really high-end Ayers, like Islesworth. Everything's cookie-cutter houses. There's three different tracks they have. They reverse them every three houses. They go 3-3-3-3. I've watched it.
Hideous.
Everywhere in Florida. They're all the same color, same style, same roof, because it keeps the cost down. And what it also does, too, it prevents people from having any pride in ownership, because your house is the same other 800 houses in the subdivision.
Well, that's all part of cultural Marxism. Mm-hmm. Because what they want to do is they take a painting like Rembrandt.
Yeah.
Beautiful painting. They go, oh, this is hideous. Portrait. You know, this guy was a misogynistic pig. He painted this.
Yeah.
You're like, I like the picture.
Yeah.
Nice painting. No, you can't like Rembrandt. And then they got to go to the expressionists. And some of them are really pretty because of the way they use colors and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them are just ridiculous. Like, you see like the stuff on the wall. It's just this random amount of patterns. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything. Well, they don't want it to say anything because they want to distort reality to you, and that way when they tell you that something else is beautiful, like a transgender,
yeah,
you're going to believe it.
I mean, look at the Gothic cathedrals over
how
Russia.
Beautiful.
Stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. In Germany.
If you have a chance to visit some of those in Germany and Europe, I mean, you look at them, especially because I've been in construction before. The attention to detail and the level of construction and how they built those things was insane. Insane.
Well, the one in Cologne, Germany, that cathedral there is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Notre Dame, they've rebuilt it now, but it's still beautiful.
It's
burned. I wonder how that all happened.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about it is that a lot of that old architecture is just gone. It's like Gone with the Wind, like that movie.
Yeah.
It's just you don't see it anymore.
It was unique.
It was unique.
Super unique. They don't want anybody to have it. That's why you notice all the cars now that are constantly coming in.
It
and
is.
I'm not picking them like Toyota, Honda. They're great vehicles. They were. A lot of them are not what they used to be. They all look the same.
Well,
everything looks the same now.
No, Ken, the crazy King Ludwig. He built Linderhof and he built Neuschwanstein.
And
that's one of the largest tourist attractions of the world now.
Because there's nothing like it anymore.
And it makes millions and millions of euros a year, because he built it. And they end up killing him for it. And they end up drowning him in a lake that was like 3 feet deep. And, because he was bankrupting Bavaria. But that's according to a rumor. They don't really know. But he did drown.
He spent a lot of money on Neuschwanstein, though.
Oh, my God. But he never finished the inside of it.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous from the outside.
Yeah.
Now, Linderhof, he finished. And that's really elaborate. You were there with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and you and Harrison went in there.
Well, one last story I want to cover right here.
We sat on a bench. I mean, my dad said.
I know. This is the last story I want to cover. I'm going to cover this more later on during the week. This is coming out now. It says, new studies reveal how the sugar industry actually manipulated and worked with the fluoride studies to exaggerate the benefits, conceal the risk, and steer attention away from sugar's role in tooth decay and also the sugar that was being put in the cereal.
I can see that.
The cereal manufacturing companies and the sugar companies actually worked with getting the fluoride information manipulated and pushed out because they said, essentially, fluoride was the magic bullet. Prevented all cavities. Now, eat as much sugar
total
as you
lie.
Want. Eat as much refined cereal, Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's, doesn't matter. Eat them all. Eat as much sugar as you want. Take your fluoride. You won't get cavities anymore.
I never thought about that.
I didn't either. This is a really wild article. It talks about how the dental industry and everybody was complicit in it. Because remember, the entire purpose of what they wanted to do with the cereal industry was shift, especially men, away from eating high amounts of omega-3 fats with eggs and meat and beef and butter in the morning and shift into a high cereal, high carbohydrate, sludge, feed-fattening swine meal. Men have to have enormous amounts of omega-3 good healthy fats
and
proteins
protein,
in order to be able to produce testosterone. You have to. If you cut those out of your diet, your test will crash 100%. You got to keep a ton of fat in your diet, and that's why they don't want guys eating that. They want everybody eating cereal, swine fattening feed, corn with sugar and homogenized milk. You can't come up with a worse breakfast for a
swine's
man.
Swine's fattening food.
That's what it is. And the other way, oh, and by the way, it makes you add Red 40 into it as well. Petroleum chemical byproduct food coloring. That really, really is good.
They had the men in the beaches of Normandy, and they stormed the beaches.
Yeah.
They don't want those men.
No, they don't. They're disagreeable.
And same thing with the Germans are willing to fight to the death. They don't want men like that. They don't want real men because they're too hard to control.
They're well too hard to control. And here's the thing. Men that are disagreeable, what that means is if somebody says something to you that's really stupid and it doesn't make sense, like men can have babies. Somebody that's awake, that's aggressive, that's alert, is a strong man goes, that's physically impossible. That does not happen. It can't happen. No, you don't understand. That's how it works. Men can have babies. You can't disagree with that. I do disagree with it, and I call your bluff because it can't happen. Well, Israel's our greatest ally in the United States. That's also a complete lie. There's no factual basis to that whatsoever. I'm disagreeing with you on it. Okay, we got to figure out how to shut these guys up. They're talking too much. They're making people ask questions. Just like Charlie Kirk did. Had conversations in person, in real time, with college kids and made them ask questions and self-reflect. Why do you feel this way? Why do you believe this? Why do you think this is normal? Why do you think this is okay? Ask yourself that question. And he was great at debating like that. That's why they didn't want him to continue what he was doing, because he made people start being disagreeable. Ask questions. Don't go along with stuff that doesn't make sense.
Well, it's the same thing we do. This is from Jim Rohn.
Yes.
What are you doing? What's it doing to me?
Is that okay?
And is that okay? If you ask yourself that question before you do something that you shouldn't do, it'll make you think about it twice.
And it's a great way to do it. And I told my buddy that a while back. He was dealing with his girlfriend. He was going back and forth with her. And I told him, I wrote him a text. I said, if you're trying to figure out whether to stay with her or not, I said, ask yourself those three questions. And he did. And he came back a couple days later, and he's like, we need to stay apart. We don't need to be together anymore. And I said, there you go. There's your answer. I said, if you really, truly ask yourself the question.
If it's constant conflict in a relationship,
correct.
What's the point?
Yeah. And all they're doing is fighting, and he was putting her down all the time, and she was putting him down all the time.
I told him,
I said, what's it doing to you? It's stressing you out. Is that okay? I said, no, it's not. Okay. There's your question. Answer solved. So, again, just a little tidbit, old Rohn for everybody. Jim Rohn was great.
We need
to do like a show on that one day.
I love it.
Positive affirmations and everything.
Oh, by the way, I love you guys and I appreciate you and I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for supporting Health Masters. I thank you to help you not to get wrinkled with this.
Yeah.
And I thank you for praying for me in church and praying for me all the time. And I thank you for supporting Health Masters. And guys, you know, we joke around a lot on the show, but sometimes stuff we have to cover is really serious. And we thank you for the grace that you give us, too, when we do that. And we may offend somebody every once in a while. We don't mean to, but we're not going to back off of it either. We're going to say the truth and talk about the truth, because that's the reason that we have such a mess in the United States right now. Nobody wants to talk about
it. That's exactly right. Nobody wants to talk about
it. Everybody wants to pretend like it's not real. And it's very, very real. We've got some serious issues going on in the United States right now and globally. So I love you guys. Please continue to pray for us. Thank you for your support. And thank you for being here for me, and thank you for stopping the texting that I asked you to stop.
Yeah, I noticed. I don't know who you were. You don't want to get cut off for purple sticks when they come in. I'm just kidding.
So thank you for letting us throw a little bit of humor into this, because, you know, it's like I said, you know, a little sugar makes that medicine go down, but you don't need the fluoride to stop the sugar. Because it's going to make it worse.
Cut the massive sugar out. This is a little bit of sugar.
Fluoride is hydrofluorosilicic acid. And now the United States has said no more.
Florida.
Well, no. Well, HHS said.
Well, yeah, they're trying to pull it out of everything. But Florida was the leader on that. So, again, guys, when you make your voice heard, when you bring up topics, when you get educated on topics, that's the thing. If you can't have a healthy debate with somebody because you have no idea on the topic because you're completely uneducated on it, how are you supposed to listen to
change? That's what Charlie Kirk was doing.
That's exactly right.
And that's why they had to silence him.
Gosh. My friends, appreciate y'all. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Keep your supplements up. Keep your immune system strong. B-Complex will be up for sale for the next couple hours, and we'll switch it over to our Ultimate Multiple Powder. We'll talk to you guys on this show tomorrow, as always. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, I love you guys.